manufacture those locally, get them too quickly, and they cost, you know, a dime 15 cents. So it really allows the manufacturers and the brand people to really just manage the business better. And one of our core values as a company is find the problem, solve it. Right. So in this case, we're thinking about what are our customers' pain points. So again, this does all the branding, and you can have the strain and all the branding on you want it, but it also makes the finance people and the inventory managers very happy as well.
From the Pod Connect Studios, high in the Rockies at the beautiful Beaver Creek Resort, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show.
Today on MJ Bulls, we are joined by Steve Abraham, the head of investor relations and corporate development at the Blink Group. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate you dropping by today. A lot has happened since we last had you guys on the show, which was 3 years ago. I mean, it's like the world has changed since we last had you on the show.
I don't know. I don't think much has happened in the last 3 years. Again, the last 3 days seem interminable, so I don't know what 3 years means.
Oh, my gosh. Well, for our listeners that missed that episode, the Blink Group designs, develops, supplies, and supports premium cannabis vaping hardware to pretty much the entire industry, including most of the major multi-state operators, licensed producers, and brands. But I thought we'd jump right into it, and we'd address the elephant in the room. There's been a lot of noise about vaping in the news just last couple of weeks, and I wanted to maybe just touch on this right now. What's the state of the cannabis vaping industry?
Well, I'm happy to touch on the nicotine piece if you'd like, but obviously I'm much more familiar with the vape space. And honestly, from headline numbers, not only is the cannabis industry growing, but vape itself is continuing to grow even within cannabis. I was just looking at some headset data this morning, and both in Canada and in the US, vape is continuing to take market share, whereas in the US, it's the number two category. And in Canada, where vape products are a little bit newer, it's the number three category. So overall, it's a healthy market. Interestingly, generationally, we're seeing a lot of the customers coming into it are actually the younger generations, Gen Z and the millennials. That's driving the industry to a great extent. And also, when you look forward, is vaping is an area where, especially if you start to see significant price pressure on flower, there's a lot of opportunities for vape to sort of segment itself and to do different. And we're also importantly seeing growth in various parts of the vape industry. We're seeing substantial growth in what I think of as sort of the higher end vapes, being like the live resins and the rosins, which are much more of a full spectrum product, closer to the plant. Rosin in particular, there's no chemical process. It's just heat and pressure where you can really deliver that phenomenal taste and quality of the product. And that's also where the quality of your vape cartridge and your vape battery is really critical in that process. So overall, we continue to see strong growth and believe that we will continue to going forward.
Yeah, I'm at your website right now, and I'm amazed at how much technology has advanced since 3 years ago when last time I was on your website. There's no way to keep up with this if this isn't your main business. And how do you help your clients stay on top of all these advancements and make sure that their products are in the most advanced vaping equipment available?
Sure. One of the ways that we think about it, and there's a little bit of branding in here, if you let me apologize for that, is we talk about Powered by Blink. So that's what makes a difference. And if you think about it, the way our head of marketing and co-founder talks about it, think Intel Inside, right? We are the intelligence that can really help fine tune the cartridge to your oil, to your manufacturing process. So it's not just that we're going to sell you a generic vape off the shelf, is we're going to meet with your team. We want to see your oil. We want to help you write your SOPs. We want to work with you through your manufacturing and your filling process. And then after you've been through testing, after we've helped design and tweak the cartridge specifically for your oil, the viscosity, the nature of it, we want to be there when you fill for the first time to make sure that your cartridges are being filled properly, that everything is working properly. Because look, you've spent a tremendous amount of time and money getting your product just the way you want it. And we want to help ensure that customers are getting it that way. And let me just add one thing. And one of the key reasons why we think this way and why we believe in a consultative sale and being part of our business is our CEO and founder has probably forgotten more about vape than most people in the industry know. And he's currently the chairman of two international standards. It's the ISO and CEN vape standards committees.
Like, he's seeing all the new stuff that's coming down the pike, and he's like, oh, this would be perfect for you guys. This would work out great. The other thing that you didn't talk about, but as a marketer, I like, there's so many ways that you brand the vape cart so that the company owns it. It's all their logoing and all their coloring. Talk about that for a minute.
It's one of those great questions you like to get in an interview, because I have an answer that in many ways sort of appeals to both parts of my brain, the branding side, but also the finance business side. We received a patent for a new system called the Ring System. And what essentially it is a removable band that goes to the top or the and the bottom of a cartridge. What's important about it is you can put your branding on it, and also you can put strain names on it. So you get sort of two marketing opportunities on the same thing. And just like anybody who's ever has that little bowl at home with a bunch of vape cartridges in it, where maybe you remember where you bought it from, but you don't know the strain. So it's a great branding opportunity. But honestly, what appeals to me more, given my finance background, it's a phenomenal tool for inventory management and also for reduction in working capital. Because let's say I'm a co-packer or I'm an MSO and I have three lines. A lot of them, you know, are moving to that good, better, best strategy. So they're going to have sort of three lines. Well, okay, I'm launching them or I'm in the beginning of the year. I don't know exactly what's going to sell. But to make sure I have enough inventory, I buy 200,000 of each cartridge, right? So call that $1.2 million in sort of working capital to buy those cartridges, assuming about $2 landed a cartridge. Let's say your low-cost one sells so much better than your high-end one, you're then reordering cartridges where you still have lots of inventory of the other ones. With the Ring system, you can simply take off the ring that has your sort of premium brand on it and put a ring on. We can manufacture those locally, get them too quickly, and they cost, you know, a dime, 15 cents. So it really allows the manufacturers and the brand people to really just manage the business better. And one of our core values as a company is find the problem, solve it, right? So in this case, we're thinking about what are our customers' pain points. So again, this does all the branding, and you can have the strain and all the branding on you want it, but it also makes the finance people and the inventory managers very happy as well.
Speaking of one of the other hats of the many hats that you wear, as head of investor relations, one of the things that you're probably always thinking about or in the process of is raising capital. Now, will that be in the horizon for the Blink Group?
Sure. Currently in the early stages, and our expectation is to be in the market actively raising money, sort of call it November, December, maybe early into 2023. And the use of the proceeds is really to be able to continue to expand the company. I think there's a tremendous opportunity in Europe, and especially with Arnaud, our founder and CEO's background, that should be a great market for us. We can continue to invest in the business itself and our expertise, refining our products. We hired a new COO from the industry about 2.5 months ago. We've already been able to get our prices down for what we're paying. We're passing that on to our customers while still maintaining good margins. We want to continue to invest in things like the Ring system. What does the industry have that the industry needs? Is it a new type of coil? Is it a new type of cartridge? Those are all the things that we want to be able to use those funds for. So really, to be able to take that money and invest in growth in the business, we're doing terrifically today. Again, when you scale a business the way we have, you got to take some time and grow the business to be able to meet that level. But we really think there's tremendous opportunities, especially given how vape is growing and we expect to continue to grow.
Wow. I mean, there's just, like you said, there is a lot of opportunity in the vape industry, and you guys are right at the forefront of it. We'll have all the information of the Blink Group in our show notes. So if anybody wants to continue this conversation or learn more, I'm sure somebody from Steve's team will be available to talk to them. Or even if you're an investor and you're like, I want to get in early on this thing, I'm sure they'll talk to you.
You know, anybody, if you have a question just about what was said, or if you have a question about investing or any of the products that we discussed, I'm just steve@theblinkgroup.com. Please feel free to reach out.
Hopefully, we're not going to wait 3 years to have you back. Steve, thanks so much for being on the show today. This was fun.
Thank you so much for your time. I love to talk about The Blink. I've been an investor for 4 years and employee for almost a year now. So very happy.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Season 1 of Dope History is now available at dopehistory.com. Dope History weaves you through the lives of those who have been touched by cannabis or have had an influence on the events that shaped our laws or relationships with this plant. You'll hear tales from Frenchie Cannoli, Keith Strop, Eddie Lepp, Tom Alexander, Ed Rosenthal, Wolf Seagall, Jorge Cervantes, and Tommy Chong. Available now at dopehistory.com.